Okay? Okay, today's daf is daf lamites. We are on Lamed Ches Mabez, Amar Abaye. A few lines from the bottom, Amar Abaye. So today we're going to have some familiar Gemaras that we've had before and some new ideas. Amar Abaye, we're still talking about Knas. Ba'alehava Mesa Pater. The man is Ma'anes, a woman, and she dies before Hamada Bedin. She dies before the time that Bezdin announces that he must pay her the knas pater, or the father of the knas pater, he's pater. Shneamar based on exeris akasif. Nasan lavi anara below lavi mesa. She has to be alive. She can't be dead already by the time Hamada Bedin occurs. So that's the shita of Abaye. Milsa the pshita leila Abaye mibayle the rava. What is obvious to Abaye that he just said this, that if she died, so then there's no knas. That was actually a question that Rava had. Right, Rava wasn't so sure about it. The following, the boy Rava. Rava had the following question. So we're going to see later on that usually when you have a line like this in the Gemara, there's a statement by one Amora, and then the next line exactly has a question about that statement. So here we're not going to get to that question until later on. But either way, Rava has a similarly related question. What was obvious to Abaye, Rava had a question about. The boy Rava, Yesh beggar bekever, o ein beggar bekever. What does that mean? Is there bagrus in the kever, or is there not bagrus in the kever? What does that mean? The Gemara explains. We're going to go through with Rashi's pshat. Yesh beggar bekever ud b'nahave. Do we assume that even if the woman, remember, she has to be a nara, psula, when the act took place, do we assume that she continues halachically to mature even after she died? Meaning what? L'may nafkamina, she's not doing mitzvahs anymore. L'may nafkamina, in terms of, let's say, if she would become a bogeres when she was, if she was still alive, let's say she was still alive, she would become a bogeres. So then the knas would transfer to her instead of her father. Only when she's a nara, it would go to her. When she's a bogeres, it would go to the father. So let's say she dies, and by the time Hamada Bedin comes, she would have been a bogeres had she lived. So is there bagrus bekever, and therefore, if there is, then what? Then her child is going to get it. Because really she should get it, because she has the status of a bogeres, and because they can't go to her, it will go to her son. Or do we say, no, there is no bagrus bekever. Once she dies, that's it. She's a nara forever. And therefore, the father would get it. Right? Neither side is like Abaye who says nobody gets it. That's what we're going to see later on. We're going to change what Rava's question was. But this is the question of yesh beggar bekever, ein beggar bekever. She is dead. You can't argue with that. Right, so that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. So that's the question. Does she have the status? Does she change to the status of Bagris Bekever or not? The Gemara, yeah, probably ask your question.
How can she have a child?
Oh, so the Gemara is going to get into that in a minute. How can she have a child? How can she have a child in Metzias wise? But we'll get to that in a second. But before that, yeah.
But this
Mises is just that she died. This isn't that somebody was killed. This isn't a Kimlay issue.
Didn't she die as a result of the...
No, she died as a result. She died, stop. Before we get to how she could have a child, Tosas quotes the question of the Rishonim here, Tosas Dir Maskel Yesh, V'yim Tomar, Hei Chibas Lameyev Shetei Moreshes Knas Labanah, Ha'ein Adem Moresh Knas Labanav. We're going to learn later on, a person can't be Moresh a Knas to his children. A knas is meaning if somebody dies and there was no ha'amada bedin yet, he is not the person is not obligated to pay him a knas. Reuven is owed a knas, but Bezdin didn't mechayev it yet, and then Reuven dies. Reuven is not morish that knas to his children. The halacha is that knas is forfeited, and the other guy doesn't have to pay. That's what the Gemara is going to say later on, because a knas, as we've alluded to a little bit yesterday and the day before, a knas does not flow from the acts. The knas, according to many, flows from the mechayiv of Bezdin. So Bezdin wasn't mechayivit, so it's not there, and a person can't be morish knas to his children. So the question is here, how can she be morish the knas? If she dies before Hamada Bedin, so how is it possible for her to give the knas possibly to her son? We'll get to how she could have a son in a minute, but how could she do that, assuming she could have a son? So Tosfos says, you're right. Tosfos' answer is V.A. Shlomar, fourth line of Tosfos. The Gemara could have asked it. The Gemara could have asked, you're right. Question one. The Re says that maybe the question here isn't the Knas aspect, it's the Boshas and Pagam aspect. We're not asking about the Knas. For sure, Knas can't go to her child. But Boshes and Pagam, which usually go to the father, could that switch based on Bagras Bekever? That's what Tosva says. But Boshes and Pagam to Bamona Havi Yecholo Lahorish. Answer two. The Ramban gives a third answer. The Ramban says, you're right. The question is not that it should go to her child, literally. What the Gemara really means is that, theoretically, if a person would be Morish Knas Labanov, then it would go to the child, and that's enough to remove it at least from the father. That's the emphasis of the Gemara. Not that the child is going to get it, but is the theoretical option of the child enough so that at least the father won't get it. Yes, you need this child to be mafkia the chiyav of the father. That's another possibility. Finally, the fourth one, which is the most exciting, is a thought from Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan says there are two ideas when it comes to the Yerusha of a son. There's one idea called Yerusha inheritance, which the son, all of the relatives share. Whoever inherits. It's something called Yerusha. But then there's a special din by a son to a father called Kam Tachas Aviv, Bra Kara Davua, where the son takes the place of the father. Not just that there's a Yerusha going on here. A father could also Yarshit a child. A brother could Yarshit. Many people could Yarshit. Girls could Yarshit if there are no boys in the family. So says Rabbi Chanan, by all relatives, you have the idea of Yerusha. But by a son, you have an added idea called Kam Tachtav, where the son takes the place of the father. There are various halachas the Gemara Babasra brings for what is this? This is Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Beis. Yishtem dinim be Yerusha saben, shu zocha bidichse aviv, and sha ben kamtach as aviv, av kashena yoresh bimenu. Sometimes this can happen even if he's not yoresh, but still he's kamtachtav, and that only exists by a son. So says Rabbi Chanan, ein toras Yerusha biknas, when does the Gemara say ein adam morish knas labanav? By other relatives. By other relatives, because Yerusha can't pass. But by a son has come tachas of his father. The son takes the place of the father, and therefore the son can, quote-unquote, be morish a knas from the father. A son is different than the other relatives. Because really that's not Yerusha, that is filling the shoes of the father, and therefore a son is different than other relatives. Okay, we'll get back to that chiddush a little later. We'll talk about exos, but that will be, that is a different chiddush. Rabbi Chanan says to answer up Tosfos' question here. So we have Tosfos, two answers, the Ramban and Rabbi Chanan. So we're back to, again, what was the Gemara's question? Abaya? No, Rava. Rava's question was, a woman dies after she was ne'enas, before her mother b'din. Do we say that it's as if she became a bogeres and therefore her son should get the knas? Or, no, ein bakris b'kever, and therefore stays with the father. So says the Gemara now, Yisrael's question, Abima Abra, how could this woman ever become pregnant? Right? We're talking about a woman who is not a Bulgaris when she died, right? Because that's the question. The question is, do we assume that Bagris takes effect in the Kever? So she's not a Bulgaris yet when she died. So when she died, she must have still been a Nara. When did the act of Ones take place? When she was a Nara. So maybe she was a Ketana, right? Because according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Meir, she was still a Ketana. But either way, we'll see, it's not going to work. How does she have a child? How does she have a child here? Says the Gemara, Ima Abra, Vatani Rabbi Bikavi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachman, Shalosh Noshim Mishamshus B'moch. We had this back in the beginning of Yevamos. Three women are Mishamshus B'moch. Three women use a certain type of device, a moch, some type of rag, in order to make sure that they do not become pregnant. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos a little bit here. In Yevamos we had it. Rashi seems to say this is something that is put in Bishas Tashmish. Some type of diaphragm type of insert. While Tosfos says Chas V'Shalom, that would be an insert of Ashchas Zera. It's only afterwards. You have to have a regular Maisabiyah. Afterwards, something could take place. Rashi and Tosfos discuss that, again, with very important halachic ramifications. So three women are Mishanshus B'moch so that they don't become pregnant. Eluhain, Ketana Umuberes Umenika. Right, a Ketana, a Muberes, a pregnant woman, a Menika, and a nursing woman. Why? Ketana, Shevet Esabra V'Tamuz, a Ketana does not want to become pregnant because it's dangerous for her. Mu'uberes shematasa ubra sandal. A pregnant woman does not want to become pregnant because, you know, maybe a new pregnancy would damage the previous pregnancy. Again, what this means in medical terms is vanazet, we're not going to get into now. Like, right, we know that once you're pregnant, you're pregnant. But that's the That was the chash of the Gemara. Menika, a nursing woman, shebetigmalas benap. Nursing woman, the chashi that she'll become pregnant. When she becomes pregnant again, she's going to lose her milk. They didn't have formula in those days. So Rashi says, there's not going to be anything to feed the baby if she becomes pregnant again. So therefore, it would be a sakana. So for all these reasons, Ktana Uberes Aminika use a moch so that they don't become pregnant. Eze Oktana, what Ktana are we talking about here? Mibatzachas is Reishon of Yomechad. Ajdem is Reishon of Yomechad. Only when she's 11 years old, that year. Why? Pachos Mikan, less than 11. Then there's no worry, because she can't become pregnant. Yes, or okay, more than that, she does, right, when she's a gadola, then she has regular tashmish, because there is no danger anymore once she's 12. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chacham say, no, don't worry about it. Even a katana when she's 11, even though there's a sakana involved, which we'll talk about again in a minute, don't worry, you don't have to use a moch. Hashem will have rachmanis on you. Mishim shenemar, shomer psoim Hashem. The principle of Shomer Psoim Hashem, Hashem guards the naive, Hashem guards the simple, and therefore, the Chachamim say you don't have to use a moch. But either way, what do you see from here? A Ketana can't become pregnant. Either because physically, or because she would use the moch, and it would be dangerous for her to become pregnant. So what's the case that Rava has a suffix, or what's Rava's suffix? A case where a woman is ne'enas, and she has a baby, and she dies before she becomes a bulgaris. So there's no case. She can't become pregnant when she's a katana. So when is there's only a 6-month window, as the Gemara is gonna talk about more in a minute. There's not enough time. Not enough time for her to have a baby. Once she becomes a bulgaris, that's not the question that Rava is talking about. So when exactly what exactly is Rava talking about? Okay, yeah.
So the Gemara said over here that maybe she'll become pregnant and then she'll definitely die, or maybe she'll die.
Right, so that's a question we dealt with. Shemitis Aber v'tamus, the Gemara there dealt with that. Does it mean if she becomes pregnant, she will surely die, or it's still a suffix? The Gemara there spoke about it.
She's taking that chance?
Right, I don't know if she's going to take the chance. I think the assumption is that she will. After she died, she's a bulgaris. That's the Rav's question. Is she a bulgaris then? Does she continue to mature after she dies? Or do we say the moment that she dies, she's, you know, if you would have asked us before we started this Gemara, we would have said, what are you talking about? Somebody dies, he's this age, and that's it. You know, but this is the amazing suffix that Rava has, that maybe she continues to mature bekeva regarding certain halachas. The Rishonim here talk about a little bit what we alluded to, I think, 2 days ago from the Sharanim Sharanim Balacha, and that is the women's obligation in the Isra of Ashchas Hazara. That is, here we're talking about Meshameshes B'moch, whether a woman, the contraceptive devices that a woman uses. So again, the issue that Rabbeinu Tam brings up in the top Tosfos here is that if the moch is in B'shas Tashmish, maybe it's an Isra of Ashchas Hazara. And Tosfos here holds that women, see the about the 8th skinny line, Ziyafal Pisha Eina Mitzuva Pirya Varivya, Mikomakam Asura Hila Ashchas Hazara. Right? This is the Rashita of Rov Rishonim, that women are obligated, are also Mitzuva, not to be Ashchas Hazara. Right, Isra Ashchas Hazara, destroying seed, is applicable to women also, even though they're not mitzvah on puravu. No, Ashchas Hazara is a separate institution, a separate iser. Various reasons. Is it ritzicha? Is it other options? But either way, Tosfos and Rov Rishonim say here that, you know, they're not connected. Therefore, the women is obligated. You see the Gilian Ashas here. Right, says, if you quote any makar, right, he quotes the shita that argues. This is what we quoted a few days ago. Tosfos in Sanhedrin daf notes. Tosfos there is the shita in Rishonim that holds not that way. The Tosfos there holds that women are not obligated because since they're not mitzuv in puravu, and this is a foil of puravu, so women are not in the iser of ashchas hazara levatala. But that is a minority shita. Rov Rishonim hold like the Tosfos here that women are included in the iser as well. So that's why the Rishonim discuss here, you know, how is this moch being used. But the Gemara says, or the Meir says, you have to take precautions. The Chachamim, of course, say, no precautions are needed. So how far does one use this Shomer Psalm Hashem is a question in many Achronim. I think we've quoted before the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. It's a well-known Tshuva. 5-line Tshuva in Rav Moshe, in Chelek Beis, Simen Memtes of Yaradeya, where Rav Moshe, one of the smoking Tshuvas, where Moshe was asked, Nimitvar Ishin Sigarios, Vadai, this is again 1964. So the later post can point out, you can't bring any riots from Rav Moshe nowadays, because there's been so much more research about the negative effects and how much smoking kills people, not just lung cancer, But other problems, he can't bring any rayas from the earlier tshuva of Moshe's, because he might not have, he had different information, so you don't know what he would say. So, but either way, here in 1964, Moshe says, Vadai, mikiman sheish chshash l'hischalos mizeh min aroi lizar mizeh, for sure, it's min aroi to be zahir, right, which one would think that because he says, Baal nefesh yachmer here, min aroi lizar, one would think that this would take off, hopefully, that smoking would stop. But he says, since it's a chash to get sick when early zar, ava lomar sha'asar me'isr sakanta, he says, but to say it's mamish asr, kibet shadashu barabim, he says, shomer p'sarim Hashem. Moshe says, how many people smoke? Millions and millions and millions. What percentage of those people die from smoking? It is a large amount. But percentage-wise, says Moshe, you can't asr it based on that percentage. Uveprasha kamik doli tor midorosh sha'avru, midorosh sha'ma'ashnin, umeila af ilo sha'machmirin, lachosh la'sakana, leke isr lufne iver, ba'oshadas eish v'gafrun l'misha ma'ashen. This is one of the tshuvas. Later on he says, maybe it's, other posts can say it's asr to start, because it's difficult if you started already. But either way, I'm not bringing rayas from this Moshe to the issue. But we're just saying that he uses the principle here of shomer p'soyim Hashem. Yeah.
Is that for the father Moshe at that time it was not statistical significance. Here apparently there is a Hashem some Hashem.
Right, here it's even more of a chiddush. Here there is a statistical significance.
Right, so how does that overcome that you can't put something?
And still it's amazing. It's an amazing shita. That's Shomer Psalm Hashem. Obviously they feel either the sakana threshold is not enough. The Chum also know that there's a chai bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. There's a mitzvah. Yeah.
What are you doing? What
are you doing? Is it a reflection of bitachon?
Meaning that is there a greater shmira by smoking? The shmira is what? You're smoking. Here the shmira is you're having a child.
Right. Okay. So that would be the counter pressure. Meaning it could be here having the child you're doing something positive. Right. By the smoking you're doing nothing positive. Right. So therefore here there's more of a reason to do it even though there is a danger. There is, yeah? Right, so let's get into that now. There is a Rav Shachter likes to quote this machlokas. There's a machlokas between the Binyan Siyan and the Achiezer. The Binyan Siyan, the Aruch Haner, has an etshuva, Tafresh Chav Dalid. Aldver Sheila, so a woman who the doctor said she wasn't allowed to become pregnant. She wasn't allowed to become pregnant. It was dangerous for her. So the doctors told her, Kim Tesaber, Od Vitelaid, Ein Mazar Rufua, Vitamus Bevadai. And she says, could she live with her husband and use a moch? That was the question that was asked to the Binyan Siyan. 1864. So he goes through our whole Gemara, discussion of Rashi and Tosfos, Bishaito, La Bishaito, and then he has a tremendous chiddush at the end. The time of the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say, Mishmeshes v'holeches? What about Sakana? The Afal Gav, the Klal B'yadeinu, in l'chadavar omi b'fei pikuach nefesh, v'in hochen achar arov, zedavka b'yesh v'adai sakonis nefashos l'faneinu. Is the danger l'faneinu? Is there a broken down building with somebody under it, possibly? That's a sakana b'fanecha. So there were choshish even from Yuta to Yuta. You know, you clear the building even on Shabbos. Aval, b'sha'ata, right now, there's no pikuach nefesh. When is the pikuach nefesh? If she becomes pregnant, then there's going to be pikuach nefesh. So then you could go after the rov. Imkain, because if not, ich mutter leiri liyam, v'lasis lamidbar. How could you ever take a trip? There's also sakana there, but if the sakana is not in front of you, mamish, so then says the Binyan Sion, there is no issue. Ich mutter l'chachil, how can you walk outside your house? It must be you go by what exactly is in front of you. That's what he says the Sfari of the Chachamim is. The Achiezer in Simen Chav Gimel says, what do you mean? The Sakana is going to, if she becomes pregnant, she's going to have the Sakana. But you don't take that into account? He says it has to be a different Sfar for the Chachamim. He quotes his Binyan Siyan, he says, I don't understand it. Sakana Safashis is Sakana Safashis. You don't make Svaras Dakos about Sakana Safashis. He says there must be other reasons why the Chachamim say Shomer P'sam Hashem here. It must be such a low-level sakana, miyuta de miyuta, that one doesn't have to worry about it. Okay, that's the Achiezer and the Binyan Siyan relating to your point, Menachem, about walking out of your house. Either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, what's the case of Rava? Rava has the suffix of beggar bekever or not. So Gemara says there's never a case where she's going to have a baby before she becomes a bogaris. The chitema kedidus the Gemara di abra kshihinara bolidik shinara. You want to say everything works out when she becomes a nara, 12 years old, and she has stasiris. Rashi explains. Then she has the maisa bia, and she becomes pregnant, and she has a baby when she's a nara. But upshis yachem ikal yald, is there enough time? Not all of that could happen within 6 months. V'yamar Shmuel, ain be naras labagras el shisha chadashim. There's only 6 months. 6 months in between naras and bagras. V'chitema batzi hu delek ha'tfei ikan. If you want to say no, 6 months is just the minimum. not the maximum. No, ha'ela ka'amar. It says ela, meaning this is it. So there's only 6 months. And the Gemara assumes a woman cannot have a baby in the fifth month. Right? There's no... a woman who is in the 6 month is not yoledes l'mekuta'in, as the Gemara says sometimes. You need a full 6 months. So that you don't have any time. If the maisa only takes place when she's a nara, or she becomes pregnant when she is a nara, there's not enough time for her to have the baby and to die all when she is a nara. So the Gemara says, rejects this suffix of Rava and says, maybe he really was bothered by a different question, because really, he can't have a shaila about having a baby. There is two possibilities that the Achronim bring up. Why didn't the Gemara say as follows? There is a case that she could have a baby in according to Rava. One is that the Rama in Ebn Ezer and Simit Dalad says, what happens if you have a woman who got married at the end of Sivan? At the end of Sivan she got married. Right? And she gets pregnant. Nisabra mi baila sof Sivan viyolda tchilas kislev. Let's work it out. End of Sivan she gets pregnant. She has a baby at the beginning of Kislev. So if you think about the months, if you count Sivan, Tammuz, of Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. So that's seven. It's really not seven. It's the end of Sivan, the beginning of Kislev. So if you take out those two, the beginning, that's five. So the Rama says, in that case, lo chayshina, that she was Mizana earlier. Why? Because you could assume that this is called 7 months. The hachadashim gormim. Right? Because Bezin says it's Rosh Chodesh, this is called a month. This is called a month. The end of Sivan, that's a month. That's 1 month. So when the Gemara says 6 months, it's okay. Six halachic months. So that's the Ramah. So ask the Achronim. The Chalkas Mechokik here says, so why don't in our Gemara, you could have a case less than 6 months. Less than 6 months, she's going to get pregnant, have a baby. The end of 1 month, go through another 5 months at the beginning of the next month. So why don't the Gemara suggest that? Yeah? So the Chalkas Mechokik answers, you know what? Because Bagrus, the 6 months of Naris, also goes by those months. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to tell me that you may Ibor go by that, you may Naris also. When we say there's 6 months between Naris and Bagrus, that doesn't mean a full 6 months. That also means a little bit of Siva and a little bit of Kislev. So that suggestion is rejected, because if you want to say it works for you may Ibor, it also is going to work for you may Naris. Oh, one possibility. There is a second possibility, though, suggested in the Gemara. And that is by the Ksos. The Ksos does not answer this question. The Ksos asks, quotes our Gemara, it's in Reish Ayin Vav, and he quotes a Rambam. The Rambam holds, even a one-day child that is lo kala lo chadashav, afilo hayakatan ben yomo lo kala lo chadashav, hoel v'chayach harimo sha'achas v'meis, harizen nochel es imo umanchel anachel yarshav. She does a Rambam is, even if you have a nefel, baby who lives only for 10 days, let's say, as long as the baby lived longer than the father, right, and the mother, let's say both parents died, as long as he lives a little bit after them, he can be morish. He could then be morish to relatives of his. That's the Shittas Rambam. Even though a nefil doesn't have a cheskas chai, but the Rambam holds that a nefil could be morish lekrova. That's the Shittas Rambam. So says the Ksos. Less than 6 months, does that mean the baby is going to totally not live at all? Maybe the baby will live for a couple of days. So why don't you say here, the case is that the woman has a baby who's a nafel, right, less than 6 months, and the woman, mother, died, and then the baby died. And the Rambam holds that it can be morish in that case. That's the Shittas Rambam. Right, so why isn't that suggested? So says the Granat, related to our Rabbi Chanan earlier. What did Rabbi Chanan say earlier? Oh, there are two dinim. This whole idea only gets off the ground based on the principle of the son taking the place of the father. Kam tachas. By a son, there are two dinim, we said. There's one of Yerusha and there's one of taking the place. Says the Granat, to answer the closest question. When the Rambam says that a baby who's 10 days old could be morish, this nafel, that's only regarding regular Rusha. The special din of kam tachas doesn't apply to that kind of baby. So that's why it can't be suggested here, because he wouldn't be able to be morish knas labana, maybe mamon. But he can't be Marish Knas Labanath. So that's the question of the Ksos, and the Ksos says, Vitzarach Nagar Delifrakina, you need a carpenter to get out of this problem. It's a phrase that when you have a big problem, and the Granat says, I'll answer it. That is the not a problem, because the din of Rabbal Khan and the special din, which Argamar is about, of Kam Tachas, cannot be by a Nefil. Okay, moving right along. So the Gemara says, what was Rav's real question? Because we're stuck. There's no case that you could have a baby in Naharis. Ela hachi kami ba'ili. You're right. This is the real case question of Rava. Yesh beggar bekever upaka av, odina ein beggar bekever velo paka av. You're right. No child issue. The question is, does the father lose it or not? That's the only question. Do we assume that she turns to a bogeris in the grave, and therefore the father would lose it, just like if she was alive and she became a bogeris, the father would lose the knas? Or do we say that no, she died, she stays a nara, and the father would get it?
But the rabbis haven't understood the question in the first place.
Right. Okay, so that's how the Ramban answered the question in the first place. Maybe he says it's alluding to the later one. You have to read that Ramban. Mar Baravashi boy lahachi. Mar Baravashi has a version of the following question. Misa osebagris o ein osebagris. Not does she become a bogeres after she died, but does the death itself have the status of bagris? Meaning, when she dies, does the father lose it or not? And this is the suffix of Rava that Abaya was clear about. Abaya said he for sure loses it. Because Abaya says if she dies, so then he loses the knas. So here, Mabar Avashi's version is the same shita as a suffix, not as a vadai. Teku, no answer given. Period. Continue. Boy, mine Rava me Abaya. Abaya was asked, Ba'al evanis arsamahu. What happens if a woman is ne'anas and then she becomes an arusa? Mahu, right? We talked about yesterday. Said Asher lo orasa. What if she becomes an arusa? Rashi says the suffix is: does the father lose the knas, or does she get it? Amarle, or does he still get it? Amarle miksev nasan lavi anara Asher lo arusa. Right? It doesn't say in the Torah that you only give it to the father if she's not an arusa. So you give it to the father even if she's an arusa. Ula taimeh. Right? A whole question yesterday was: what if she was an arusa before the maisa onis? That's something different. This is the case where she had the maisa onis, then she becomes an arusa. So the Gemara says the Torah is not mechalek, therefore you give it to him anyway. Ula taimeh. So we say, what do you mean? Or the Tanya balev nises laatzma miksiv nasan lavi anara asher lo nisua. So why do you say the Torah doesn't mechalek by nisuin either? So just like by erusin there's no chilek, you want to say by nisuin, and therefore sure the father loses it. So what's the difference? So we say no hachi hasha. No, come on. There's a difference between erusin and nisuin. Hasam holu bagrus motzia mirushus av. V'nisuin motzin mirushus av. By bagrus, she leaves her father's rishus, and nisuin, she leaves her father's rishus. Right? Rashi says, how do you know she leaves her rishus by nisuin? Hafaras nedarim. Hafaras nedarim is the key in Parshas Matos. That teaches me, because when she becomes a nisua, the father has no control over her nedarim anymore. So, and Tosa discusses, how could you learn mamonis from Nadarim? But that's Shitas Rashi. So you compare Bagrus and Nisuin. Ma Bagrus Boalehu Ubagra La'atzma. Just like by Bagrus, if he's Boal her and she becomes a Bogaris, then she gets it, not the father. Af Nisuin Boalevin is his La'atzma. Period. Ela Erisin, Mika Mafkim Rishus Avlagamri. By Erisin, she hasn't left the father's Rishus. Hatznan, the Mishnah in Nadarim. Narim Rasa of Yubailam Afim Nadareha. She's in this quasi-state. She's still a little bit connected to the father, but not totally. So therefore, that's why you can have this question about Arusa, even though Nesua is for sure leaves the father's Rishus. Period. Okay. Says the Mishnah, HaMafata nosin shlosha dvarim ba'ones arba. Mafata has three payments to pay, and an ones has four payments to pay. HaMafata nosin boshes pagam uknas. A mafata has to give boshes, the embarrassment. Pagam, the lowering of the value and the knas. Most of the love ones shenosin etatzar. Ones also has to pay for the pain. What pain? The Gemara will discuss. Ma bein ones lemafate. What's the difference between ones and mafate? A couple of differences. Number one, we repeat the one we just said. Ones nosin etatzar v'mafate ein nosin etatzar. Right? Whether he has to give the tzar or not. The Pnei Yeshua says, we just said this. Why do you have to repeat it again? So the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe even by a be'ula. Even by a be'ula. That's the chiddush. That he still has to give the tzar, even though there's no knas. Ones nosim yad v'hamafadu l'kashayotzi. In ones, somebody's ma'anes has to pay the knas right away. Right away. It doesn't matter if he's going to marry her or not. He pays the knas right away. V'hamafadu l'kashayotzi. In mafate, he only pays the knas if he's not going to marry her. Right? If they option out. So the knas is only instead of the marriage. Ha'ones shosabatzitzo, connected. Ones, so he's ma'anes, he has to marry her. There's no choice. Shosabatzitzo. He literally has to drink his flower pot, right? So we'll get to that in a minute. V'amafate, and amafate imrosa lahosi motzi. No, he has the option if he wants to divorce her, He could divorce her. We'll get to what he means, divorce her. Why not doesn't say not marry her? We'll get to that in the Gemara. Kate said shows about Tiso. What does that mean? Shows about Tiso. Afilu hi chigeres, afilu hi sum, afilu hi mugashchin. No matter what, even if she is lame, blind, has some certain physical deformities, nimsa, so therefore he still has to marry her. Nimsa badvar erva, o she ain't real of a bakal, if there's an aveira to marry her, in a mashay lakaima, then he does not. Shneemar velosi el isha, isha haru uyula. Why the lashon of atzito? Shows about atzito? So the Sheet of Kubat says here, quotes, here it quotes the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, in afilu yiyek atzitz ma'us, she ain't a moel el lizroa bo chayev lakonsa. Like an atz is a flower pot, a broken flower pot, maybe you can only put some seeds in, but it'll never grow. So maybe that's the chiddush here. Even though maybe you'll be able to live with her a little bit, but she won't be able to have children. She won't be able to build a family with you. That's the mashal to utzitz, says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shinu Kabetzis. Okay, tsar demai. What tsar are we talking about that the ones has to pay the tsar? The tsar of what? Amar avuah de Shmuel, tsar shechavta al gabi karka. The tsar that she was thrown on the ground, that he dealt very physically with her, that's the tsar that he has to pay. So maskav, so... And before we continue, Tosfos says, how about the tsar of making her a ba'ula? Look at the Tosfos question. Look at Tosfos' tsar. Kashalari, demaika mi boile. Very unusual question of Tosfos. V'chi lo yada hashas, sheyesh tsar gadol lebesula babia rishona. Doesn't the Gemara know that the first bee is very painful for the woman? Doesn't the Gemara know that? V'kama ketanos cholos bizeh. So many ketanos get sick from this. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the tsar. How about the tsar making her a ba'ula? So Tosfos says, Venira Lari, two answers. Number one, the tsar be'ilo mishum taivas tashmish eno ba b'shas tashmish ala achar kach. B'shaito, at the moment of tashmish, the tsar is overridden by the hana'ah and the pleasure. That's how the Ritva explains this. And the tsar, the real tsar that she feels of the wound is afterwards. That's already grama. That's already grama. You can only be mechai of him for tsar at the moment. At the moment, says Tosfos, there's an overriding hana'ah. But for later, that's a grama. That's one answer. Answer number two, says the Rashba, is that of course there's tsar. Of course there's tsar, but you know what? If you know, if somebody's going to have tsar in the future, and then you give it to them before they're supposed to have it, but they're going to have it in a week anyway, do you have to pay for that? Obviously, if you kill somebody before they're supposed to die, you cut off their life. But what if somebody, I'm supposed to get pain somehow on this date, and instead you caused me pain 2 weeks earlier? So you're going to get it anyway. So am I chayiv to pay you for that? So says Tosfos, maybe not. That's the second day of Tosfos, the Rashba in Tosfos. In a case of a tsar she'asid lios anyway, so maybe there's no chayiv. That's the second day of Tosfos, why the Gemara here doesn't bring up tsar becoming a ba'ula. So back to the Gemara. So what tsar are we talking about? So the first possibility, the tsar that she was thrown on the ground. So what if he treated her very nicely and he threw her onto a mattress? Very soft soft bedding. What, so he's not going to have to pay? What, he didn't hurt her, he didn't throw her on the ground? And if you want to say true, and if you want to say you're right, it's not true. Why? The following b'raisa. Rishim ben Yehuda, Omer Bishim, Rabbi Shimon. Ones, this from this discussion, we see it's not true. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says, Ones does not pay tsar. Inam Shalom is a tsar, why? Mipnei, similar to what we just said, Shesovel tsar tachas vayla. Because she's going to have the tsar after she gets married anyway. So he doesn't have to pay for the tsar. Amrulo, they say back to him, Eino doma nevelas per ones, lo nevelas per ratzon. No, there's a big difference between Ones and ratzon. When she's married, they're going to be baratzon. But now it's ba'ones, so of course there's pain. So what kind of pain are we talking about? The whole discussion. He said, she's going to have pain anyway when she gets married. They're going to be on a bed when they get married. They're not going to be on the floor. So you see it can't be. The tsar can't be of a chavta al gabi karka. So what is it? Ella, Amar, Rav Nachman, Amar, Abba, Baravua, tsar shel pisuk haraglayim. The tsar of literally the spreading of the legs. As you see from the pasuk in Yecheskel, the way the Ritva explains this pasuk is that the Navi is giving Musar and Tochacha for the women, the Menos Yerushalayim, who even though there's pain involved in Pisuk Raglayim, they were so steeped in the Znus, they did it anyway. That's the Gnai of this pasuk. That even though, Batafaski, you did it anyway, even though there's pain in it, still you did it because they were so steeped in the Znus. So that's the pain we're talking about. Yeah.
It doesn't matter that she has ratzon for the bia with the husband. You can't be mochel.
So let's continue a little bit. Good. Ihachi mefutanami. So if the issue is pisak raglayim, a physical part of the act, said even by mefuta, so what? She has a little rutzon. So the same act took place, and he kind of instigated it. So Amar Rabbanachon, Amar Ravua, no. Masho de mefuta l'madar radome. No, by mefuta, it doesn't apply. So la'adam shar malachaveira, krash ra'ayin shlivi pater. No, by mefuta, it's similar to a masho where somebody says, tear my shirt, and you'll be pater. Meaning she's mochelas. She's mochelas. And therefore, so too here in this act, she is mochelas. We're not going to get into it now. Tosfos talks about this elsewhere. Is there any difference between saying, tear my shirt and be pater? Is that 100% mutter? Versus, punch me and you'll be pater. Chovel. Is there any difference between the two? So Tosfos and other places talk about it. That's, all right, be chovel me, your body might not be yours, even though your money is yours. Yeah? Isser hezek. Is there an isser hezek?
On clothing?
On clothing. Is there baltashkes? Right? Even if there is an isser, that's a big mystery. What exactly is the isser of hezek? But is there an isser of hezek if I'm mochel you from the start? V'hi pater. That's the second step. So that's what this is like. It's be do it and, all right, tear my clothes. That's what mefuta is like, and therefore you don't have to pay. Yeah.
So how is this different from the payment for first beer? It's going to come anyway.
Right,
and she forgives in any which case to her
husband or to... Right, so how is this different? Maybe there's pisak raglayim that is specifically when it is not done in the regular context of marriage. In the regular context of marriage, there is no... There's a specific pain that happens in these types of bias, but not otherwise. You're right, or else they'll be like Tosfos said. It's going to happen anyway. But says the Gemara, one second. You're saying mefuta, she can be mochelas? It's like tearing my shirt? Sheli davuninu. What do you mean, tear my shirt? Sure, her father is supposed to get this money, not her. So you can't say, you know, tear his shirt and you'll be putter. You can't say that. So Elam Rabach Ravua, Pikhush ben Omros. No, the smart women tell me, Mefuta in Latsar. A Mefuta doesn't have tsar. Hoka Chazim de Isla, she does. Where's it? No, it's very small. Amr Abaya, Amr Li Aim. Abaya says that my mother, that means the one that brought him up, told me, Kibaya Khamimi Arishu the Karfa. It's like some hot water on a bald head. Little burn. Rabba Amar, Amr Li Bas Rav Chizda. Rabba says, my wife, the daughter of Rav Chizda, told me, ki rivda de kusilta. It's like that first needle prick that you get when you bloodlet. A little prick, that's what it feels like, the pain. Rav Papa Amar, Amr Li Bas Abosora, ki nama akushi bechinchi. It's like a little piece of stale bread, you know, that rubs against your palate. That you try to eat it, so little pains. But it's not halakhically significant that you'll have to pay the tsar. Period.
No, they had
the situation. How did they know? I guess they did some research. They trusted the women. Okay. Honis does the miyad mefate l'kishayotzi. Right. So the Mishnah said that the ones has to give these payments right away. Mefate is only when he divorces the woman. So the kishayotzi ishtohi. What do you mean when he divorces her? Ishtohi? Are they married? They're not married. He has a choice whether to marry. What do you mean l'kishayotzi? Right. Is there? You could say part of the Gemara's question is there a zika, like a yibum, that you have to break? There's no zika that you shayotzi, you break. No. So where it says, you're right. Amar Abaya ema l'kishelo yichnos. It means when he chooses not to marry her. When he chooses not to marry her, so that's when he has to pay. It's a suffix of the Mishnah Lamelach. It's a classic Mishnah Lamelach suffix. Mishnah Lamelach says, what if a woman is usher to him? Like the Mishnah says, and therefore he doesn't marry her. And he marries her anyway. Does he have to pay the knas in that case? Does he have to pay the knas in that case? If he marries her, because the whole knas is if he doesn't marry her. But here he married her. He wasn't allowed to marry her. We're going to force him to get divorced. But if his choice, he would want to get married. So he has that suffix. Another three pages in the Mishnah Melech. That's the Mishnah Melech always asks these kashas of case Mishnah Melech and Minchas Chinuch, cases that the Gemara doesn't talk about. Tani Nami Hachi, same thing. Avavish Amru, Hamafate knows the Kesho Yichnos, even though Mafate pays the knas when he chooses not to get married, Boshes Upagam knows him miyad. Boshes and Begam, he pays right away. Just the Knas is later. Boshes and Begam, he gives right away. And Tosfos, Stephen Rossel, Boshes point out, even though Boshes and Begam are compared to Knas, Abagav, the Issa Shel Knas, Hainu L'Inyan Shenitan L'Zeh, L'Misha Zeh Nitan. The same address gets all the monetary payments. Avo Yesh Bekomos, but sometimes you'll be Pater on one end and Chayv on the other. Right, this relates to the Machlokas we mentioned yesterday between the Rambam and the Rush, where by a Narash and his Arsa, right, Rabbi, yesterday in the Mishnah, we paskin la'atzma, Rabbi, and the Rambam paskin levada la'atzma. And the Rosh said, what does that mean? That only she gets the knas, the boshes of Begam still go to the father, and the Rosh said, no way, they all go together. because they're all compared. So that's this issue. Are boshes of pagam compared to knatz? Chazi that Rambam Rush from yesterday, put it with the Tosfos that we did today. Continuing, and by onis or mafate, she or her father could choose not to marry this guy. Bishlama mafuta ksiv, by mafuta, fine, v'imayin yamayin avia. It has a double lashon. If the father refuses, ain liyala avia, he has him yinayin. I know the father, how do I know her, that she could protest? Tamalomer yamayin b'chom l'kal makom, because it's a double lashon, ma'ayin yamayin. Ela ones, bishlama ihi ksiv alo siyel midaita, by ones, it says v'lo tihyeh. It'll be to her. Midaita, we darshan tihyeh. To her, only with her ratzon, so we know that she could protest. Ela avia minalon. How do you know that the father could protest by a case of ones? 2 days. Number one is Abaya. Amar Abaya, shelo yehe chote niskar. You don't want the sinner to get off better. What do you mean? Let's say, before the ones, this guy came over to the father and said, I want your hand in marriage. The father could refuse. The father has a choice to give his daughter in marriage. And all of a sudden, now you're going to suggest that once he was ma'anis her, the father has no choice and he gets to marry her whatever he wants? Chote niskar, he can be better off after he sinned. So chote niskar, so you have to say the father has protest rights even here. By the way, Rabbi Chanan here says, you see, lo yeh chote niskar is a svar daraisa from this line. Not just a drabbanan that you come up with, it's a svar daraisa, because we're explaining a din daraisa that the father could protest. Rabba avar kavachomer. Rabba says a different answer, kavachomer. Uma mefateh shlo avar ela al das avia bovad. By mefateh, where he only violated the father's das, because she was willing, bein avia bein avia yechol ha'akev, she and her father could protest, one shavar al das avia val das has bala kol shukain. By one, it's a worse act. So surely the father could protest. Rava, why didn't each one say like the other one? Rava, lo amar karbaya. Rava did not say choti niskar. Why? Kiva de gomishalim knas, laf choti niskar hu. Choti niskar is a monetary svara. And because he's paying the knas anyway, so what that he'll have more of a choice to who to marry? That's not included in the svara of choti niskar. Abaya, lo amar karava. Abaya, why didn't he say like Rava of the kalvachomer? No, because there's a difference. You can't say the kalvachomer. Mefate di ihu matzi ma'akiv avionami matzi ma'akiv. By mefate, where he, the perpetrator could protest, so there too the father could protest, because both of the outsiders could protest. Ones to ilo matzi ma'akev, avyanam ilo matzi ma'akev, right? So it's lav dafka that you can have a kavachomer to ones. That's why each of them reject the other shita. Tanya idach, another braisa, avavisha amru ones osim yad, even though an ones gives right away, kisha yotzi hu ein lo alav klum. When he divorces her, she does nothing against him, meaning the knas is in lieu of a ksuba. If he divorces her, he does not have to pay more of a ksuba. He already paid the knas. Says the Gemara, kishayotzi mimasi mafikla. What do you mean when he divorces her? It's an issur daraisa to divorce her. He's not allowed to divorce her. Ema kishateitzei he ein lo alav klum. Right, you're right. This is what it means. When she decides she wants out, so then he does not have to pay her the ksuba because the knas takes the place. Mace, what if he dies? So yosek has a knas of ksubasa. Again, there is no ksuba. The knas counts as the money for the ksuba. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda omer, yesh lo ksuba mater. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda argues, no, she does get a ksuba. But my kemifuki, what's the machlokas? Whether a marriage based on onis mafate gets a ksuba? Rabbanan, sorry, time might take in rabbanan, onis. Time might take in rabbanan ksuba, because they should take alabain of otsia. What's the whole svara? We had this back on Daf Yud. Why did Chazal come up with ksuba? So that it would be difficult for a man to divorce his wife, and he'll think twice before he divorces her, because he's going to have to pay for all the masi mafikla. And here he can't divorce her anyway. So what's the point of a ksuba? So this is daraisa to divorce her. So therefore, you don't need the ksuba. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, no. Hanami mitzar la da amra hi lo b'ina l'cha. He can make the marriage so distasteful and so difficult until, if he wants out of the marriage, he'll just make it difficult. So if he has a ksuba, so maybe he wouldn't make it difficult, and he'll try to salvage the marriage without trying to make it difficult. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we continue. Tomorrow gets into a little Vasi Docha Lo Sase and other issues. Today's shir was first sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Yosef Tzvi Ben Rachel Pessel. Friend of Refuah Shleima. And also today's shir, today's the yard site actually of the one who our Hold Daf Yomi program is named after. Dov Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. Yard site is today. The Neshama should have an aliyah.